We went through out-processing and was discharged from Oakland on the 30th of December, 1969, and got into a cab to the San Francisco airport at about 2 o'clock in the morning. My flight to Denver and then to Sioux City was scheduled for about 7. The airport was shut down. The lights were almost all off, and I just wandered around. I had been 3 days without sleep when we landed coming back from Vietnam, and I knew that if I went to sleep, I might miss my flight. I had been married 11 days when I went to Vietnam, and I'd missed 2 Christmases with my bride and the family, and I wasn't going to miss this flight. We'd go 3 and 4 days in the field on a mission with only a catnap here and there, but you didn't sleep. So I was accustomed to that. I found a Coke machine, I had a Coke, and pretty soon I had to go to the bathroom. So I walked into the men's restroom, and while I was in there, the door opened. I'm standing at a urinal, and the guy walked right up behind me, and I told him, "Back up." I told him twice. I figured I didn't owe him anything more after that. I give him a solar plexus shot with my elbow and put him on the floor. At that point, I was wearing Corker and jump boots, my pants were bloused, and I was in Class A uniform. Here's a stinking hippie that was trying to invade my space when I'm trying to go to the bathroom. I put the boots to him right there, and I picked him up, and I opened a stall and threw him on the pot and left him there. He was unconscious. I was going to wash my hands and walk out of there, and this Special Forces E-5 came walking out of a stall. He grinned at me and nodded at me and never said a word. We washed our hands and we walked out of there. He knew what was going on. Maybe that was just a little payback. It felt very good.